Welcome to another version of America Tonight. One of my favorites in our virtual green room from Talk Radio News, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good. I just want winter done.
I know. Everybody's saying that. Isn't it crazy? Yeah. It's funny. When you're a kid, I used to say this. When you're a kid, because I grew up in Jersey, just over the bridge from Philly, and we would sit there at 5:30 in the morning and pray that they would call our number. I went to Catholic school, and we'd pray they'd say our number, you know, Holy Rosary, and then they'd give you a number, and there's thousands of numbers, and the number meant that you didn't have to go to school that day.
Oh,
and
yeah. I'm a recovering Catholic student, too.
So you know what I'm talking about. You know, those nuns. We had Immaculata nuns.
So, oh, yeah. My aunt was a nun. She slapped me the same as the rest of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we wanted to go to school, and we wanted to get out our flexible flyers because we wanted to be able to sled. But now, boy, even the kids are tired of the snow.
That's right.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so bulk collection of the NSA, I call it the three dreaded letters. So they're not going to read the emails, none of that kind of stuff. Your reaction to now what's being proposed, the bipartisan bill, Obama's proposal, something's going to meet here in the middle. What do you think?
Well, they're just going to read a few. Well, issue one here is, you know, President Obama and Representative Sensenbrenner, he's the guy that did the Patriot Act, by the way, was still one of the most meanest men of Congress, and he's on board to do something. It's going to be bipartisan, but none of these players in this just woke up today and said, you know what, let's just correct this thing. So whether Snowden's a traitor or a hero in one's eyes, we wouldn't be having this discussion if it had not been, you know, brought to light. And when you look back at James Clapper, who made the statement, intelligence guy, no, we don't read these in bulk. And now the president says we're going to do a bill to stop them from being read in bulk. So I think what happened is two things. The Silicon Valley got on the president pretty bad about, you know, our competitiveness. We're known as the spy networks, et cetera. Second thing is a lot of young people who, you know, Obama's first election got very activated in politics. These young millennials, as my boss, Ellen Ratner, calls them, you know, they like these devices. They like their privacy. So I think this is bubbling up. Rand Paul at the conservative movement, CPAC, a couple weeks ago, stirred this very issue. So I think they're trying to get in and kind of preempt this. And are they really going to be successful? Who's really going to watch rogue agents? You know, I don't know. But they're going to create a new kind of court to oversee it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're absolutely right on that with millennials. They want privacy. They don't want to, they're on every single device known to man, and then it's all linked in, and they don't like it. So that's made a huge difference. Hey, speaking of millennials, since we veered off in this direction, you know, in the recent polls, they're talking about Rand Paul, the congressman, longtime congressman's son, who, you know, you mentioned represents Kentucky. As that that Rand Paul may be the guy ultimately that is on the short list. He's already on the short list for the Republicans, and part of that is because he really reaches young people. Do you think that's true? It certainly seems that way.
I think it's true because he's not like Ted Cruz. You know, Ted Cruz goes through with the machete to kind of get ahead. He's got the reputation, and he'll gun anybody down to do it. Rand Paul has a little bit different. You know, he's a little bit more political, let's say, than his father, who I served with. But, you know, he still is Ron Paul's son. And Ron Paul is an interesting guy to a lot of people. And I always did say Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich, who's Dennis's far to the left, were the two most honest guys about where they stood on the issues, you know. So they had that rep. Rand Paul is starting, I think, to reverberate amongst a lot of the, especially the young independents, who could go in either direction politically. So, I think he's ahead of Ted Cruz, and whether they want Rand Paul or not, the, you know, mainstream establishment Republicans, I think Ron Paul's ahead of the rest of the pack right now.
Yeah. The let's jump to Russia and the equation there. We're going to talk to someone in Russia tonight during the show, but the president is throwing digs back at Putin and vice versa. Do you think if Putin ultimately grabs more of the Ukraine that something serious is going to happen here, or what happens?
I don't think he does. I don't think Putin really cares that he's been removed from the G8. You know, there's seven members left now. I really don't think he cares. And the G8, if you look at what they said today, now if you get more aggressive, we're going to do some more sanctions. You know, he's already done his aggression. He's already got the Crimea. I think he's going to be very, very careful about going anywhere else unless he's invited because, you know, I have a lot of Russian friends that don't like him, but they admit the Crimea was very pro-Russian. And, you know, they went back to the fold of Russia. So I think Putin's going to be careful. I don't think he's going to get that brazen. But he got what he wanted. And I just don't think, you know, he cares. And with a lot of Russians, he's made them, quote, a player again in the world arena.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see how that all plays out. Bob Ney, as always, thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. See you.
Bye-bye. All right, a couple of things that we tossed around with Bob there at the top, obviously, politically concerned with politics, politically speaking. Obamacare, the deadline has been extended. Could there be anything more that we've talked about for the past 4 years? Now, for people who try to apply for health insurance coverage through the marketplace, the federal marketplace anyway, they now have more time to do that. Open enrollment supposedly ends March 31st, but they've got this surge now, and they're saying that some people are stuck and they can't get through. So as part of this whole deal, they just have to click on a box to say that they're trying to enroll. Does that sound confusing? It is kind of confusing, isn't it? It's like the surge that they had January 1st, supposedly, for people who tried to sign up then. So now applicants, people who are trying to get the insurance, have until mid-April, and there might be a specific date that's released, but they were considering this because knowing that there would all of a sudden have people, they would have people that would hit their heads against the proverbial internet wall in trying to get on healthcare.gov, basically. So are they going to meet the goal of enrolling 6 million people? As of mid-March, 5 million enrolled, but there are a whole bunch of problems that are surrounding Obamacare. We're going to talk about it coming up here on this show with Dr. David Hoagland again. Specifically from Washington, he testified, it was about a month ago. We'll talk about the winners and the losers in this thing now that it's been 4 years. 4 years. Can you believe it? Time flies, doesn't it? It doesn't seem like 4 years, but that's because in the beginning there wasn't much to talk about except for how many things didn't really make sense. And wait until this comes your way and you really understand what's happening with your health care coverage. Because there was just so, it was so, you know, there's so many papers or so many pieces of this that it was just an arduous thing that very few people had actually read forwards and backwards. And now some of the things that were talked about that fell through the cracks, we're starting to see that. Speaking of things that fall through the cracks, oh boy, the death toll climbing in that mudslide, terrible thing, that disaster over the weekend. In fact, earlier in the day, they weren't even talking about how many people they believe have been buried or buried alive in the mudslide. They think it's as high as 24, and there are still a lot of people missing, in Darrington, Washington. We're going to talk about that coming up around the bend here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We'll talk about that coming up on America Tonight, plus some wild words for Ed Snowden. Not a surprise. How many times on this show did I say that General Keith Alexander looked like he wanted to punch Snowden in the head if he could just get his hands on him? Finally, he expresses that. But before we go there, I mentioned the whole race against time and this mudslide. The amount of people who were killed by that massive amount of mud is up to 24. And I know I've already said this three or four times, but I just think it's so chilling and so awful. I've known people who are first responders. We certainly have had many of them on the show. Maybe some of you listening right now to America Tonight are those people. And there is something about doing that. What do you want to do when you're a first responder? You want to get there. You want to help. And usually it's an innate thing that somebody has in them. And there's nothing better than saving somebody, because that's what it's about, saving a life. In the case of the mudslide, it's nobody's fault. They didn't have much time or means to get in there.
So they had to walk away from people that were yelling out, crying out for help over the weekend. And I think this is why they were really reluctant to have to announce how many people that they found so far. Earlier in the day, you could not get that information. They didn't want to confirm it. And part of it is also because the second you've got another, somebody else that you report dead, boom, the totals go up, and some of it is misinformation because you're not, you know, they're not sure. At first, there's 176 people missing. But, they, you know, how many of them are people that were reported a couple times and then have been found? But it's got to be rough for these families. There are now 150-some people scouring the area for looking for anyone who could be trapped. If there's any luck that there's an air pocket, something that could have happened to still save somebody, preserve them, they're trying to find them. There's also National Guard that's there, too. And it's the time is narrowing, though, is when you've got to officially call this. It's not a rescue. It's a recovery. And anybody who's been a first responder knows moving from rescue to recovery is awful. There is such a reluctance to do that because you want that miracle. You want to be able to save those people. And they couldn't do much if you're sinking in mud. There's nothing you can do. Now, there was a 22-week-old baby who was hit by the mudslide in critical condition. And, boy, people are really pulling for this kid. His mother was also injured. But the fact that they keep pulling more people out, 24, just so hard to pin down. It's still too hard to pin down the amount. They don't think they're going to see 176 people. They think it's going to drop, but they can't determine it. They're calling all over the place. They can't determine that for sure because I've said the how big this area was. But let me say it again. Picture a hill. We were kids. We used to play in an area that almost looked like this. It's just a giant hill, and it just washed away. 1 square mile mudslide. Just that was it. It's rain-soaked, came down. So they've moved trees, they're moving rocks, boulders, earth, everything they can. And they really don't believe that they're going to find anyone alive. But there's that chance of the miracle, right? So 35 houses were destroyed, 13 manufactured-type homes, RVs, one cabin, that kind of stuff. They all went down in this. That's part of what you see. If you look at any of the photographs or video of it, you can see some of it sticking up. There were places there that were kept for people who vacationed, and some of them were being used at the time, like the cabins. So some non-residents, people who just happened to be there, they were renting or passing through or whatever, they were there. There were people in their cars on the state highway there, 530. So there's been some chaos over this. And the ground is covered by 15 feet of rubble. 15 feet. So muddy, like quicksand still. And it's tough. It takes 5 minutes, they say. And this puts it in perspective. Think of trying to, you're just trying to move things. You're hoping you're going to get to someone. But it takes 5 minutes to walk 40 or 50 feet. That's tough. And they're also running into... They're also running into ground that's not stable. They're running into gasoline discharge, things that they're finding on the ground. And they know the slide was because of the rain, as I had mentioned before. But while there were houses that weren't buried, when the houses got hit, as some people saw the mud come down, they just exploded. Cars were just crushed. And then all you could see were tires. So, you know, people were trying to wave their arms, anything. And they were able to rescue some people. I mean, it's worth mentioning that because somebody sent me a letter. Joe sent me this letter. Joe, listening in Massachusetts, said, Kate, were there any great stories of people being rescued? You must be an optimist like me. But there were. There were 8 people that were rescued. I told you about the little boy that's in critical condition. There was a 4-year-old boy who was up to his knees, as they described it. It looked like in concrete because it was so compressed, the mud. They were able to rescue him. And he was just, you know, he was just sucked into the mud, but they were able to get him, thank goodness. And the great thing there is that that entire family was intact. And then there were a couple of other people that that were saved, that were trapped. And they were banging things, and they did get somebody's attention, and they were able to find a way to get them out. Wow. But there's so many people still missing, and they're doing everything they can with all these responders, and let's hope maybe they find a miracle or two. And it just tells you something about, you know, the severity of mudslides. It's something you used to see a lot in California, because of they'd have no rain, and then the way the houses were built in Southern California especially, all of a sudden they'd get hit, just smashed with rain, and then they'd have these horrific mudslides where the houses would just collapse. So I know a lot of you first responders, like I said, get that. Our pal Jack from Down Under, he understands that. He's been in those situations. And he says, pulling bodies out is the worst. It is. It's the worst. But along with that, at least there's some accountability for the person to the family. So at least they know. I would want to know that. I can't imagine what that would be like, but I would want to know that versus the limbo and what your head is telling you, and you keep thinking that there's going to be some kind of miracle, and maybe they'll find them, maybe they'll be able to pull them out, maybe we'll be the lucky ones, and but pretty soon they're going to flip that switch, and they're going to turn that rescue mission into a recovery. The person who has to call that, it's always tough, whoever the point person is, it's always tough to have to say that, and to, because, you know, you got media on you 24/7 trying to report up-to-date details, anybody found, all that kind of stuff. And so once they declare that, boom, it's like wildfire. And they know, once they make that switch, they're basically telling the families of anybody who's missing, yeah, we're not, don't hold out too much hope. The hope for survivors is pretty dim, and the list of the victims just, unfortunately, keeps growing. All right, I said that we were going to talk about texting and how poisonous texting can be when it's used incorrectly. I think anybody in government, anybody running a company, anybody in charge of a crisis needs to learn how to correctly text out information. I'm going to tell you why next here on America Tonight.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tonight, of course, this show is about you, brothers and sisters, and all those nooks and crannies. So you can throw in your two cents, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And, of course, with this Washington mudslide, they're saying that for years they warned about the possibility of this happening. So that doesn't do any, that doesn't do anyone any favors while they're actually going through the situation. And like I said, in your mind, picture, if you haven't seen any of the video from it, a horrible tornado, matchbox sticks, like just torn up. That's what it looks like, right? Pieces of wood and things all over the place. And then mud caked in the middle of it. That also, if you jumped into the middle of it, you would be eaten alive. And that's exactly what happened to these people. Sadly, sadly, sadly. We're talking about texting here. In just a minute, before we get there, let's go out to Tomas in the great state of Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. Hey, hold on a second. I'm looking for that loose nuke. I don't know if they if it's over in Michigan or, did you say Michigan or Manhattan? The Loose Note?
Yeah, yeah. You say it's in, you say it's in Michigan? Exactly, that's frightening.
But it's not what you want to say when Russia is giving you trouble that you're afraid of a loose nuke, because, I mean, I don't know, maybe Obama was smoking too much, whatever he was smoking in Hawaii, when the whole thing of the Russian suitcase nukes came up, you know, a couple of decades ago, you know, and they were missing a couple of suitcase nukes. Now all Putin has to say now is, doggone it, man, I don't know, but I think we lost a couple of these suitcase nukes there, Obama. I hate to have them end up in New York. A good accident, of course. But we really can't look for them now because we've got problems with Ukraine. You know? Let me tell you, in the 1950s, Kate, there was a nuclear artillery shell called the Davy Crockett. And it was put on a recoilless rifle, which is like a long bazooka. All right? It was like a large football. Now, that was 50 years ago. Anybody out there want to look it up on Wikipedia? We have thousands of them, Kate, okay? 50 years ago, can you imagine how small a nuke is today if they want to make it small?
You know what you're talking about, and you're right. You could. It's easy to look it up. It was the guns, the projectile. It was like wasn't it an M28 or 29? I could be wrong, but right. Is that what you're talking about? The Davy Crockett?
Yeah. Exactly. Right, and you know, so this president here, he's just so disconnected from, you know, what's important. That I just can't believe that he's playing around in Europe and calling Russia a regional power, okay? Russia has intercontinental ballistic missiles, okay, that can hit anywhere in the United States in half an hour. That's not including if they're mounted on a submarine.
Yeah.
This president that we have, he can't stop, you know, a million illegals coming across the border, but he says he's worried about a nuke coming across the border.
Yeah.
It's just, it's scary. I can't wait till this guy, you know, resigns or Michelle beats him up or something.
Michelle beats him up. Hey, coming up in our next hour, we're going live to Moscow. We're going to talk to a Russian expert,
wow.
And she's there, Jennifer Aramiva. I believe is how you pronounce her last name. And anyway, she's got some incredible information on exactly what you're talking about. What are truly the feelings and what are the people saying there in Russia in Moscow versus we had somebody on already that was covering the Crimea and what was going on there. But what are they saying in Moscow about the United States and about the situation?
Well, that'll be great. I will be listening with all ears. Have a good
night, please. All right, you too. Thanks, Tomas. All right, so Tomas brings up something that, like I said, we're going to really hit hard in our next hour, and we've been talking about this all throughout the shows. This situation in the Ukraine kind of gets buried for some reason, which I don't understand. I think there's reason for concern over the way this is being dealt and handled, and now it's turning into, okay, so now we're the G7 instead of the G8, and just kind of pushing this off and saying, let Putin decide what happens. Let him make a move first, and then we'll see. And you heard Bob Ney at the top saying that he didn't think Putin was going to do anything. But alas, this relationship, especially if you want to talk about nukes, I mean, there's the enemy that has the arsenal, even though we've been getting rid of amounts. You know, we've been decreasing. That's part of the whole START treaty thing, decreasing nukes and negotiating with the Russians. Hey, man, all bets are off now at this point. It's very, very, very scary. I'll tell you, one person you wouldn't want to text would be Putin. That could be misconstrued, especially the president. We don't want him texting him. They've talked on the phone a couple of times, though. The Malaysian Airlines, I think, blunder, and I pointed this out right away the other day, is who told them, what PR person or what person in the office said, I'm thinking PR because maybe they have a marketing department or a crisis management. I don't even know for sure. I couldn't find that out. I tried in calling the airlines, but of course they're not returning calls. They're focused on the families. But they're defending the fact that they text messaged the families over the fact that they're now we're saying that this is it. You know, everybody on 370 is gone. And that's how a lot of people heard the news. And what they're saying is we had to get the text message out there because we were worried that they would hear the news. They would hear the news because of other people knowing it. So the word would get out. It would spread. And that's how they'd find it out, by flipping on the television somewhere, or somebody calling them and telling them they heard that. And they're defending it, saying that there was nothing that they could do, that they felt that this was the best thing to do, was to text out the presumed fate by hitting them that way, by letting them get the information that way. And I'll tell you, China does not trust any of this. They thought the texting thing was unbelievable, too. But the Chinese government is demanding that Malaysia turn over the satellite information, the data that it used to make that conclusion that the jet was lost with no survivors. And the Malaysian Airlines CEO said at a press conference that the company's sole motivation for informing passengers' families, the family members, through text message was to ensure that, he emphasized that again, that they got the news before everybody else, and talked about how rough it was, and that there is unimaginable pain and there aren't any words and all of that. And if you go to their website, they say that they offer thoughts and prayers and condolences to everyone affected by the tragedy. But they're not turning over the information that we know to the Chinese that they got from the satellite. And they're just saying we have to assume beyond any reasonable doubt that the 370, Flight 370, has been lost and none of those on board survived. So about 100 or so Chinese relatives of the missing marched Tuesday to the Malaysian embassy. They were wearing T-shirts that read, "Let's pray for MH370. They held banners and they screamed out and chanted, "Liars, liars, liars. Tell the truth. Return our relatives." And there were a lot of police around the embassy when they got there. And, of course, they tried to keep any journalist away from that. But family members of the missing passengers are complaining about the lack of reliable information. They're saying, how can we... So they're saying, a lot of them are saying, we don't believe this information, as the Chinese government is saying the same thing, that they don't think they're being told the whole truth, that they don't think that this is right, that there's something else. So China's president is ordering a special envoy to Kuala Lumpur to deal with what's happening there. They want to know exactly what led the Malaysian prime minister, Razik, to announce that the plane was lost. And then they want to know, then they want to see the analysis of the satellite data that left them calling this and saying that there was no hope that the plane, that they were going to find this plane, that it went down in the Indian Ocean. They want to know what happened there, that the conclusions were based on this analysis of the signals the plane sent every hour to a satellite that belonged to a British company, even after other communication systems on the jet shut down for whatever reason. So, wow. It's interesting. They're saying, we don't believe you. We don't believe you. In the meantime, in Australia, they're not dealing with any of that. They're dealing with weather. Weather. They're hoping they're going to have weather that's going to improve so they can hunt for the plane. And they want that to happen on Wednesday because gale force winds again, heavy rain, a day-long delay. This is a daunting task with choppy waters and suspected remnants of the plane that they just sighted. I mean, it's like a needle in the haystack still. That's what we're talking about. Hang with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
To me, as we're making these final couple of turns here for this Hour of America tonight, I think there is some kind of conspiracy going on, and the Malaysians mishandled everything that's happened with this flight, and there's more to the story, and the Chinese have a reason to suspect some kind of crazy foul play, which is why they want to comb through everything themselves, because the people in China, of course, are so upset. Send that to me. We'll do our own little mini poll here, americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or, of course, you can always hit us up on the phone lines, 855-266-5283. We're going to mash up a couple of quick ones at the end. There was a big pileup in Minnesota today, 61 cars. You know, whenever I hear about these massive pileups, that there's some kind of chain reaction, usually you're talking about maybe even 14, 15 cars, 61 cars. Matt Johnson, of course, the glue of this show in our Minneapolis plush studios. Matt, what's the deal with the 61-car pileup?
Well, basically, I think it was on Monday. Yeah, yesterday when it happened in the afternoon rush hour, right at the beginning of rush hour. And it was probably like mid-20s here with a light snow, and it was across a bridge, and anybody who lives in the north during winter knows that bridges are the first things to freeze over, so there's usually a bunch of anti-ice like mechanisms that are going across. I don't know if it failed or if they weren't doing it, but a semi jackknifed, and it spanned the entire bridge, like going one direction, and when it did that, all the cars behind it kind of ran into it, and there was just a chain reaction, like you said, where everyone like couldn't stop and ran into the person in front of them.
Wow. Oh, boy, I'd hate to be in the middle of that as they try to pull that apart. Nasty.
Actually, it's near where we used to have the studio at, and so I used to travel that way, but thankfully we moved, and now I don't have to go down that way. Cause I probably would have been stuck in the middle of that, because it's about the same time I come down here.
Oh, yeah, that would have been nasty. All right, thanks, Matt. Oof. Luckily, knock on wood, I've been in traffic jams, and I've been in little fender benders and that kind of stuff, but never a huge pile up. Worst thing I think that ever happened to me in a car, as far as something that was just brutal, is last year in the summer, I was in Philadelphia when they had the worst flooding ever, and I was right coming off the Walt Whitman Bridge, which was one of their main bridges there. They've got two. Walt Whitman, well, they have three, but Walt Whitman and Ben Franklin are the ones you hear about a lot. And coming off of that bridge, going toward the Jersey Shore, boy, there were people, the cars were floating. I thought, how do I get through this? And I did. I went slow, and I was able to cut through a couple of cars, and there were other cars that were able to do the same thing that I did, but it was scary. The rain was coming down in buckets. The traffic jam was of historic proportions on the other side of the Atlantic City Expressway, because that's where I was, and it was still pretty bad. We're on my side of it going toward the beaches, but it was moving, at least, and then you got out of the bottleneck and it was okay, but the weather was wicked. How I didn't turn that car into a boat is a miracle. I'm serious. And so it's like when I hear people taking a chance and they're going through water, they think it's going to be okay, and I always say I would never do that, but I had no idea that I was in the middle of that because I didn't see it from where I was coming, and I didn't hear anything about it until poof, I was in the middle of it. And I if I had known that, I would have just stayed overnight in Philadelphia, and I wouldn't have taken that chance. I'm sure you all have your own stories about something that's happened in a car. Okay, as I said, we're mixing some things up here at the end, and we talked a lot about this yesterday. We gave both sides of the story here with the Supreme Court versus, well, Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby for one, and one of the most controversial provisions of Obamacare, the mandate that requires requires businesses to cover contraception, was debated in the court for extra time, too, an hour and a half. And there were a lot of clashes outside of the court starting early in the morning. And people handicapping it say that it looks like it's divided. They always say that. And this is the highest profile challenge for sure to the Affordable Care Act to date. It is absolutely the biggest challenge because it involves family-owned companies. That's Hobby Lobby is one of them, that provides health insurance to employees, but they don't want to cover certain methods of birth control that they say work after conception, which is the abortion pill is what they're talking about. So the Obama administration and supporters say the Supreme Court ruling in favor of the businesses would also undermine laws governing immunizations, Social Security taxes, and minimum wages. So that's what that could mean. The outcome probably, not definitely, but probably will rest with Justice Kennedy, who could be the deciding vote, which often Kennedy is, who voiced concerns about the rights of female employees and the business owners. Because this is the thing, what kind of questions were they asking? Kennedy asked what rights would women have if their employers ordered them to wear burqas, a full-length robe, commonly, of course, worn by Islamic women. And then later in the argument, he was worried about the logic of the government's argument that would apply to abortions, and saying a profit corporation could be forced in principle to pay for abortions, and said your reasoning would permit it. So he went in the other directions. This is very interesting, and it's very interesting because of what it can mean, what rests on this decision, what it can mean for other things as well that could come out of this with companies. And there's a lot of arguments about businesses, should they be free to choose whether they want to comply with this part of the law or not. So you had Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, they were arguing that rights of women shouldn't be trumped by CEOs, and then it's not so much, you know, the other side, it's not so much about the federal government forcing people to violate faith, it's about a couple of other things and whether the businesses should have to comply with that part of the law, period. So 50 businesses have sued over covering contraceptives, objecting to paying for the forms of birth control. The companies involved in the high court case, though, and it's important to mention this because there's confusion over it, are willing to cover, and this we had Maureen Ferguson on from the Catholic League talking about this, they're willing to cover most methods of contraception, like birth control pills, as long as they exclude devices that the government say would work after conception, after an egg was fertilized. So that's the difference, they're saying, like the abortion pill. And the biggest company is the one that keeps getting mentioned. It's Hobby Lobby. And they say their religious beliefs, you know, forbid them from providing health coverage for those kinds of drugs or devices that end human life after conception. And this is a big company. They have 15,000 full-time employees, 600 stores in 41 states. And the people who own it, the Green family, they're evangelical Christians. And they own also a Christian bookstore chain, too. So what happens here is going to be very, very interesting. We won't know till June. That's probably what's going to happen, which way the government goes. And it probably rests on Kennedy. Most likely it rests on what he decides, which way he decides to go. The federal appeals court in Denver ruled in the favor of Hobby Lobby. Conestoga Wood lost its case at the federal appeals court in Philadelphia, so it's hard to handicap this. And most, about 85% of American employers already offer coverage before the health care law required it, you know, birth control, covering birth control pills and whatnot. So there are a whole bunch of separate lawsuits challenging that provision from hospitals, colleges, and charities, too. Wow. Pretty wild. Still won't know. We won't know for months as to what is ultimately decided here. But we'll be paying close attention to it for sure. Any thoughts on the show? You know what to do. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold
this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.